Hi, yet again, everyone. We got cut off for the second time for inexplicable reasons. The technology gremlins follow me around, and so I won't blame it on Sylvia. Just things happen, but we're going to just continue from where we left off, which was number six, the need for belonging. And Sylvia, do you remember about where you were in the description of that?
Yes. Thank you so much. So to finish number six, the need for belonging is something we all have in our subconscious mind. And the example I was cut off is, for example, you have a teaching career and you want to change your careers, but all your friends are teachers, so now you're scared to really change your career because you might lose all your friends. So whenever you have a strong social connection, a network, and a group of peers, and you want to change something, check in using EFT to create brain alignment, that your subconscious mind is really aligned with your conscious goals and your need for belongings are not blocking your change. So we are heading towards number 10. The next one is number 7, a bigger box where I have two words in it, assumptions and projections. I repeat, assumptions and projections. These are all the things, some kind of beliefs, where we make a projection on other things or other people. This could be something like, okay, if I lose weight, then I will spend too much money to buy new clothes and I don't want that. Or an assumption could be, maybe I look so different that my friends will not recognize me any longer. So any sorts of beliefs which we think or feel they are true, but in reality they are not the truth. They are just assumptions and projections. And if we don't question them, if we don't tap their power away using EFT, they can block us moving forward.
Well, they become a great belief system, a great excuse. Well, if I lose this weight, then I'm going to have to buy new clothes, and I can't afford that, so I don't want to lose the weight. Or I'll have to deprive myself of the foods that I love. I'm not willing to do that. Or my chubby friends won't like me anymore. All of those limiting beliefs. This is a big one. This number 7, assumption and projection. I like the way that's worded differently. A new reframe around limiting beliefs. That you make an assumption and people believe it. They say it's not an assumption. It's true.
Exactly. And it feels true. And this is something really again from the neuroscience. A belief which feels true for you is just a thought you keep thinking.
That's right.
When you think the same thought over and over again, physiologically, from your biology, it feels like the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But it's maybe not. It's maybe just an assumption or a projection.
Right.
Another big thing are cultural paradigms. And this is very much part of where we don't know that we don't know. Depending from which country you come or from which cultural, religious background, we have paradigms, phrases, sentences, words we hear when we grow up and we take them again as the truth. They are like sorts of beliefs but like a different category. They are not so coming from yourself or from your parents. They are bigger. They are coming from society. And where I grew up, for example, and being a woman and trying to do business, I grew up in a lot of cultural paradigms and beliefs limiting for women, that women have to stick to certain places. In Germany, we have the three big K's, which is Kinder, Küche, Kirche, which means children, kitchen, and the church. So there are like phrases, words, metaphors, pictures, and we inherit them through our culture, which sometimes can be big blocks for our goals. And linked to that, there could be individual paradigms. What are individual paradigms? They are like a summary of certain beliefs all put together, which could be around the goal you have or around yourself or around the way you have to do things. For example, when I was younger, I had problems with men. I wanted to find my great love. I believed in the possibility of great love. I was engaged 2 times, but it never worked out. And in one self-experiencing seminar, I realized, oh, my gosh, I had this big paradigm about men in general. And it was like a list of beliefs, like men can't listen, men are not trustworthy, men are not focused to have relationships. If you really need them, they will run away. And so on and so on and so on. So all these negative beliefs created a paradigm, like a box I perceived men to be in.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole box was totally the opposite of what I wanted to experience when I say I wanted to have a partnership. So for me to have the experience now of a fulfilled marriage was only possible by facing this individual paradigm I had and to get rid of it and rewire my brain and start positive beliefs about men.
Good.
Number 10, specific beliefs. This is just a box for all the beliefs I haven't covered yet. Anything you might come up with creating in your mind.
Hold on a second. Eight was cultural paradigms. Did I miss one? Maybe.
Eight is cultural paradigms, uh-huh. And nine are individual paradigms.
Oh, I see, yeah.
So eight is what you inherit through your culture, through your society, through your religion, your church, or your bigger family. And nine are these individual things where you create these boxes where several beliefs are supporting each other, and most of the time they are negative, and they create these boxes, these thinking boxes, where you have either an issue in or a group of people or yourself.
Got it.
And
okay.
10 specific beliefs, these are just very specific things you created as an interpretation of traumatic events. And this could be like anything, like as a result. Like you gave money to a friend and he wasn't able to give it back to you and he hurted you and he ran away. And so you created the belief, when I give money to friends, that destroys our friendship and I will never get it back.
Mm-hmm.
This would be a very specific belief you created in your subconscious mind out of experience.
Mm-hmm. Well, really, you've been using relationships and weight. Weight would be... Well, every time I lose weight, I'm going to gain it back. Or every time I fall in love, they leave me. Or they only want one thing based on this guy. As soon as I agree to marry him, they run off or whatever. Based on sometimes one event that people will just assume then. Well, I have a friend that went out with one African-American man. And so then from then on, prejudicial way, if she was doing an individual thing. She will black men leave you. Black men,
yes.
African-American men lie to you. Or they always have some other woman on the side. And I'm saying, based on what? And she said, well, on my experience with one African-American man. Or it could have been, you know, Asian or German or anything else.
But
we do that. We may, one thing happens, well, I'm never doing that again because that's always going to happen.
Well, this could be another box, generalizations. You have an experience with one person, and then you make this generalization.
Yes.
Every man or every German or every American is blah-de-blah. Yeah? Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Yeah, I will add that as another box.
Oh, I'm honored. I was
okay.
Another one. It, either way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 11, the last one I had here around what could block us, is habits, subconscious habits. A habit, for example, could be, I had this very strong habit, I couldn't watch TV without eating, without snacking. It was so subconscious. I switched on TV, I went to the fridge, got something nice, started watching TV, and at the end of the nice TV evening, I had, I don't know, a half pound more on my hips.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a habit. And these are sometimes very hard to break. I'm so grateful for EFT because EFT is the perfect tool to uncover these habits and to understand the link, because most of the time there's an emotional link between the action you do and link with a certain circumstance. Like for me it was food and watching TV. I link two things together which don't necessarily need to be linked with each other, but we do that all the time when we create a habit. And with EFT, you can discreate this link.
Well, there's the two common ones are people go into bars, or used to anyway, and they go in to have a drink, and then they would smoke. They'd say, the only time I smoke is when I'm in a bar. Well, now they won't let you do that anymore. I imagine drinking has gone down as a result.
Yeah.
Or smoking after sex, or eating popcorn at the theater, or whatever. You put two things together, and you feel almost compelled to do one thing. Like if I get out a jar of peanut butter, I feel like I should get out a jar of jelly too.
Yes. So we have only two boxes left in the whole iceberg change model, and these are very fascinating ones. They are just under the surface of the water because they are partially conscious and partially subconscious, which are, one word is emotions and the other word is intuition. And for me, they are so precious because for me, they are the language of our subconscious mind. our subconscious mind speaks to us through our intuition and through our emotions.
Mm.
And using EFT, I experience an increase in the power of my intuition and an increase in my awareness of my own emotions. And emotions and our intuition can be gateways towards our subconscious mind.
That's good.
So it's like it's a two-way street. So our subconscious mind communicates to us through the emotions and intuition, but also the other way around. If you want to have access to your subconscious mind, become aware of your emotions, put your full attention on what you are feeling right now, tap on your gratitude point, and just ask yourself the question, where is this coming from? Whatever it is, what you're feeling right now. Where is that coming from? And your intuition will always give you an answer. Some people hear a clear voice, a sentence, or a word. Some people get a picture or a memory or a strong smell. Whatever it is, it works all the time. It's amazing. And the emotions and your intuition, you can use them to create a better brain alignment. Again, this is our goal, an alignment between the conscious mind and the subconscious mind in order to have your full brain capacities to support reaching your goals. So this is full circle, Lindsay.
Great. I like that.
Closing now, shall we do the last three things we want people to take away out of our great conversation today?
Sure, go ahead.
So back to the handout, and there you don't need to fill in anything. We just summarized the three main things we really want you to take away. First, when you want to start any kind of change, please start with acknowledging your starting point. Remember, what you resist persists.
Mm-hmm.
Second, brain alignment is the most powerful creative force inside your own brain, and Pro-EFT is the tool to achieve it. And third, this is a personal message from myself I would like to share with all of you, and just trying to impose that on you, that you believe it and experience it. You can change in deeper and way more meaningful ways than you have ever imagined. And to do so, just learn about your brain, how it works, create using EFT as much brain alignment as you can, and enjoy the unfolding journey of your change.
That is beautiful, Sylvia. Thank you so much, and thank you for the patience with you and for the audience and our disconnected calls. Excuse me. But I hope you guys got a lot out of this. I certainly did. It gives you a little roadmap and a blueprint to use for some tapping. You can get a tapping buddy if you don't have one on my website at proeft.com. Sign up for tapping buddies from that first page. But for Sylvia's material, go to sylviabeckerhill.com, and she's offering a free ebook. When you sign up for her newsletter, and you can find the contact information there, of course, on your handouts that you're getting, and they're posted on my website on the media page as well. So I want to thank you guys for joining us, and most importantly, I really want to profusely thank you, Sylvia, for a great job, interactive class, and really in doing a good presentation of how this all works together and how people can be their own executive and take charge of their lives.
Thank you, Lindsay. It was a pleasure and an honor. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye,
thank
everyone.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.